Welcome to A Better HR Business, the podcast that looks at how HR consultants and HR tech firms grow their businesses and how they help their employers to get the best out of their people. Remember, for show notes and downloads, go to www.getmorehrclients.com/podcast. That's getmorehrclients.com/podcast. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me again. Now, there's a show on TV, don't know if it's still running, but it's called Kitchen Nightmares, and it features the world-famous chef Gordon Ramsay. And in that, he travels around restaurants in the US that are basically, they're underperforming. There's big problems, cash flow, there's no customers, or they're losing money, hand over fist, all that sort of stuff. He turns up, tries to turn it around and get them back in good order, making money and being a nice place to work, all that sort of thing. I've seen some of the shows and I saw a picture of him recently and it sort of triggered the memory of having seen those shows because it's very formulaic. I don't know if you've seen it, but it goes through a very, very formulaic process in which he travels around and turns them around. So I wanted to quickly run through those and then explain how you can use that for your own HR-related business and having a process to turn that around. So I turned to my good friend ChatGPT, and as a side note, I always am polite to ChatGPT. I always say please and thank you after every request, mainly because I kind of think that one day the robots are going to take over the world and they'll remember me for being the polite guy. So I turned to ChatGPT and I said, look, tell me about Gordon Ramsay and his process in Kitchen Nightmares. And here's what it said. So his process has a few different steps: assessment, feedback, menu simplification, kitchen cleanup and renovation, training, relaunch, and follow-up. So the way the show goes, it starts off with the voiceover explaining, here's Joe's pizza bar or whatever, and it explains what's going on there. They're losing money, there's no customers, and it's really stressful, and the owner's going to lose their house and blah, 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 blah. What happens next is Gordon turns up to the restaurant and meets some of the staff and order a meal and taste the food. And pretty much every time he's either shocked by the menu because it's just such a bizarre mix of products and services or food on the menu. And then the food's kind of horrible. But he does this all very politely. And then he chats to a few people, maybe the server or maybe the owner as well. But after that, then we go into phase two, which is having done that assessment, he gives his feedback. And that is maybe a lesson we don't want to learn because he goes into full abuse mode, swearing, you know, yelling at the people. This is terrible. This is awful. Pretty much just focused on the business owner for the horrible job that they've done. So my advice is maybe don't take that approach. But still, there's an assessment. Then there's some feedback. And then the next, he starts to work through how do we turn this around? So it's often around cleanliness. So they'll actually get everything cleaned up, renovated, maybe putting in new ovens or plates and all that sort of stuff and scrubbing the thing from top to toe. Menu simplification. So same with HR businesses, products and services. We can have all kinds of things. And certainly the HR generalist type firms can do everything from hiring to offboarding, you know, so employment contracts, training, staff surveys, performance management, the works. And so he sees the equivalent of that in the restaurants where they're serving pizzas and Chinese food and Indian food and everything. So it's around how can they simplify that or make it much more appealing to their target market and their audience and the location, etc. And then there's training. So having reworked the kitchen and cleaned everything up, maybe done the decor and fixed some of the restaurant stuff and simplified the menu and got it all clear, he now has to train the kitchen staff on how to make this stuff, the new menu if it's been refined, and also some training for the front of house staff on how best to communicate this, what to push more and reduce sales in other areas. So there's a training element to that. Then they relaunch or do some marketing and promotion to generate some new business. And then they do follow up and they actually assess it. So a process that we use in the HR Business Accelerator is a five-step thing, which kind of I was reminded when I was looking at this picture in there of the Kitchen Nightmares. So we have the who, what, where, and when and how. So the who is who's the target market. So in the restaurant situation, he looks, are they a restaurant by the sea? Then why are they not using more seafood to fit into the nature of the tourist thing? Because people come to the sea, they want to have nice fresh seafood, all that sort of stuff. Or if it's in the middle of a busy business district, then why are they serving big, slow meals when people are in a rush? They can only come in for a half an hour quick lunch for a meeting or something, and then they're out again. So why on earth are you serving slow meals? So again, for the HR world, Are we matching our products and services to the who? Who is our target market? And, you know, listen to an earlier podcast about the segmentation and the way you can segment your audience and really understand who they are, what they need, what they require. So the who part is so important because that then drives the what. What are the services that you offer? How are they structured? So in the restaurant world, it might be having some nice tasting things that are quick and easy to make, but are always fresh. So it might be fast or so on. Or if it's a tourist place, then what can you be serving to match that tourist thing? But it's all around that simplification, but matching the what to the target audience. Then we have the where, which is the marketing piece. So where are you going to find these customers and how are you going to promote them? That's probably a bit different to a restaurant. But if you say that there are 100 different marketing methods that an HR-related business can use, there's always going to be a few that are far more suited to your particular type. And I always say that there's no set rule in terms of the marketing options you choose for your HR business, because it definitely needs to match the founders, the owners, personality, resources, and so on. And then as time goes by, as you build up a team, you can add new channels or strengthen marketing methods and channels depending on the team members you've got. So the one I often think about is the thought leadership. How can you leverage your position and raise your profile of your business with more thought leadership and educating your target market by leveraging the ideas and insights that's already residing within your business, within your team? And then the when. So in the kitchen nightmares, a big part of what he's doing is he spends time with the business owner, the one who's got a failing business, because the owner's the person in charge. Why have they let it get to this point? And what is holding them back or has caused them to not take it seriously or whatever? Because some of the business owners, they have personal fears or they just don't realize that they need to be taking charge of certain situations and things like that. So there's sometimes some mental blocks or, I don't know, blinkers to be removed and so on. And so part of what we do through the HR Business Accelerator is to look out for that stuff, just because when we've worked with hundreds of people and helped so many people, we see certain patterns. And so sometimes HR people who leave the corporate world to start their own business, sometimes they don't quite lose that in-house employee thinking. So it might be all about providing a service to the client, which is fantastic, but not so much of the business hat on, which is around doing that business development, the marketing, and trying to get the word out there, raise the profile of the business. So there's a little bit of that getting into the head, clearing up the thinking so we're focusing on the right things at the right time. And then lastly, in the HR Business Accelerator process, we have the how, and that's more the operational side of things from business setup. So sometimes in kitchen nightmares, he actually goes and buys them new point of sale, new cash registers or product sale equipment so that they can track what's being sold and at what time and all that sort of stuff so they can streamline their supplies and make it all run a bit smoother. It connects to the back end of the kitchen. So that's kind of what we get into, especially for teams that are starting to grow. So a lot of solo people, no problem, you've got everything under control. But as you bring on team members, how are you going to allocate what gets done and monitor it in a way that is not adding stress to you as a business owner? Because it's one thing to implement a full HR performance management system in a large company, but when it's just you as the solo founder and you've got a team and you're trying to keep track of everything, sometimes a simpler way is the best. And so a recent example of where I was doing this with a client just the other day, we had a simple spreadsheet and everyone knew exactly what was going on. Everything was listed in date order and you could sort by different service lines or dates and so on. So simplification is part of that process. And then having a very clear sales process so that when you are doing this great marketing work, getting the position, the word out there about your business, well, how are you actually going to turn those into new customers or clients, whether that's through an online version or through sales meetings? And, you know, what are you actually going to say and how are you going to say it? And then close off the thing so you can start doing great work for these companies. So again, with the kitchen nightmares, he's got a process that he runs through with every restaurant. Most of it's great. Leave the abuse part out of it because that's not the way to do it, as we would know in the HR or employment law world. But with the HR Business Accelerator, our five-step process of the who, what, where, when, and how, we find that turns around a lot of businesses. So it got me thinking anyway. So do go and check out the HR Business Accelerator and do go check out Kitchen Nightmares. But otherwise, I will see you next time.
Thanks for joining us today on A Better HR Business, the podcast that explores the world of HR consulting and HR tech businesses. For show notes and downloads, go to www.getmorehrclients.com/podcast. That's getmorehrclients.com/podcast. Remember to subscribe and share the show with any friends who are busy growing a HR business. Thanks, and see you next time.